Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your host and life coach, Sean Chukowski, and I'm with co-host and life coach, Moni Visco. How you doing, Moni?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Awesome. Good to be here. I think we have a great topic to talk about today. Definitely one that everyone can relate to, and everyone may or, you know, have their own perspective. So we are going to be talking about money. Money. I think we came to the idea of the conversation because you and I were actually having our own conversation about money, and we said, hey, let's expand this to our listeners. So I want to thank everyone out there listening. And the intent behind talking, at least from my perspective, I know many of you have yours, so we're going to kind of collaborate. My perspective is to hopefully with our listeners open a little bit broader thinking about our relationship with money. Everybody deals with money. Everybody has their perspective. And what I find very interesting is that a lot of us, you know, the traditional way of talking about money is probably you're thinking we're going to be talking about setting a budget, living within your means, which is very useful. And I think there's a lot of professionals out there that do help people guide our listeners. But what I want to do is get to a little bit, strip it down, the layers of the onion, and talk about our relationship with money and how it surfaces. A lot of times it'll surface in the way we view the world, the way we interact. A lot of times in life coaching, we see spouses that may have differences. I think it is the emotional aspect of money. And that's kind of where I kind of want to talk about on my perspective. I know, Moni, you have a few things you'd like to share. Would you go ahead and let us know where you come from?
Yeah, I mean, I think what I want people to realize is that, yes, it's about life. We need money to survive. But it's really about, as you said, the relationship with money, which comes from what your mindset is or your belief systems are around money, which frequently are created from your childhood. So your relationship with money, the foundation of it kind of comes from there. So if you heard your parents talking about how hard it is to earn money, or maybe you talked about them, you know, talking negative, or you heard them talking negatively about wealthy people, you start forming those beliefs. And when you don't realize that you're walking around with those beliefs, you will kind of recreate what you witnessed as a child. And your relationship with money will be similar to that.
No. What's that? Sorry.
Yeah. No, yeah, maybe. But if you just, I think just open up to the possibilities. So I guess my intention would be for people to just open up to the possibility that there's something deeper than I just don't have enough money because I can't get that really great job, or I don't have the right degree, or I'm too old to get a job to make more money now, or all the things that are blocking you from having the money that you want, or that, or how you're feeling about the money you already have, because likely it could be enough. It's just how you're looking at it that could be causing you to believe that you don't.
So, I believe, and it's very strong where you say some of the subconscious beliefs that we even, if whether we're conscious or not conscious, sometimes surface in the way things transpire in our interactions with money. Is correct? Is that where you're kind of going with?
Yep. Yes, because, you know, they have done studies with people who have won the lottery and they won a substantial amount of money, and within several years, they are back to where they were. And it's, you know, you think, how could that be? But it's because of kind of what their beliefs were about money that they sort of end up subconsciously recreating back to where their set point is, kind of.
Right.
So it's. I mean, there's a lot more to that conversation, but I think what I want people to realize is there's a mindset behind money, and there's a belief system in that, in your relationship with money will determine how you feel about it and how you feel about how much you have, and then how you behave in the world. As you said, you know, sometimes spouses have different views. Some people think they have to save every penny because they're afraid they're not going to have enough. And some people are very indulgent, self-indulgent or with their money, and feel they deserve to have that great car, even if it's going to put them in debt.
Well, I want to go even deeper than that. You're right, and let's peel the layer of the onion since you're there. They show, or there's studies, they're saying that our temperaments are very powerful filters, which is the way we view money. And you just kind of brought it up, like with the spouse. I mean, it may be, you know, let's say I have two spouses, and I can even say, you know, even in my marriage a little bit, we come at it differently. And you have, let's just say you have someone that's a budgeter and then someone who tends to go and spend money. And we can look, you know, most of us are probably judging right now, well, I'm on this side and I'm on this side. But what I want to pull down is what causes us, okay, where does it come from, you know, that budgeting? And where does it come from spending? It can be our behaviors, right? But our behaviors are usually generated by something deeper. So where I find this very interesting, they're saying that, like, where is it here? I want to share it because this is actually in the study that they were saying people who tend to have a little bit more melancholic temperament are much more likely to use budget, okay, where someone is more hopeful and freeful and tend to be a little bit more spenders. So, which I find was very interesting because if your temperament, looking at, you know, kind of our tendencies and who we are, and I, you know, where does it come from? Let's just say, you know, I'm more on the hopeful, you know, I was within a family business. I understood how to spend money, and I was okay with debt because it was part of, like, running a, you know, a company. My husband, on the other hand, very strong saver, you know, like had his piggy bank saved. Where we conflict, where I want to bring this down a little bit, is what it means to us. You know, I like the opportunity and the freedom of expression, where my husband feels comfortable and secure having a bank account. So when you can layer that onion, you can see how your attitude sometimes and your behaviors come out. There's just a lot of understanding and deeper meaning when you can look a little deeper. I don't know if you can follow that up a little bit, Moni.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is, because I think the deeper question is that what is this money doing for me? So is the money buying me these opportunities to experience travel? You know, does that what makes me feel good, or is having a lot of money in the bank making me feel safe and secure? So I think what you're saying is it's not really the money that we want, or we want to save, or we want to spend. It's the feeling that we get from doing what we're doing. And sometimes I think the question to ask yourself is, like, is it a fear-based, you know, am I saving this money because I'm so afraid, or is it I'm saving this money because I feel very secure, and it gives me a sense of freedom knowing that I have, you know, all this money in the bank. Or maybe
oh, beautiful. I love that.
Freedom knowing I can travel all over the world, right?
Yep. No, the fear and love, and they always say, you know, every action does stem from, you know, even fear is a sign of love, but it's just how we come about it. And it's funny, like if I take it personally for mine, I think we both come from a different place, and you nailed it. What is very interesting for me when I talk with money is in the definition, I think they say that really money is a medium. It is a form for exchange, and it is. And I always when I talk to some of my clients, I say it's like a basketball. If you're playing a game, you know, you could have a bunch of people on the court, and if you don't have a ball, there's no game. But the basketball is the means of, like, understanding, like, your value and play. You know, if you're playing with someone and they're just holding the ball and not passing, what's going to happen to the game? You know, but we have to have, but, you know, is it the basketball we're upset with? You know, is it really, it's just the basketball. So it's just a very powerful, the same thing with money. I just love people. We kind of all have, I think, an emotional attachment, our beliefs and our systems. What they say too, which I think the message behind this is if you cultivate a healthy attitude, a lot of times your behaviors, and you can see things a little more deeper. Any thoughts?
No, exactly. I think it's paying attention to, you had said at the beginning of this call, you know, what your intention is for the call, and you asked me to do the same thing. And I think it's a good idea to ask ourselves that with respect to money. What is my intention of spending this money, saving this money, wanting a lot of money? You know, what is the intention? And again, it goes back to the fear or love. And if it's fear, what can I do to shift that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing some disturbance on the line. Are you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I don't know
okay.
whose line it is. Yep.
I don't know. I just okay. I'm not. I haven't moved, so you never know with the
we're good.
Technology.
Right. So that's why I think, Lenny,
yeah.
what we're going to bring up is that I think a lot of our listeners, if they're out there, I think a lot of people, and they even say that parents in reality are sometimes not always acquainted. So what people appear to be and what the truth is sometimes you can scratch your head. And where they go with that, they said, you know, in the United States, we're in one of the most, you know, prosperous countries in the world. But if you look at our poverty rate, vice versa, you can on the surface you may see people that you believe are living these extravagant lifestyles, but you know, since money is sometimes a private topic, you go down deeper, you could see a lot of people do have struggles. I think it's very common to have struggles with money. And why? So much is based around what we do and how we behave around money, correct?
Yes, definitely. And how we, what we do and how we behave around money is directly linked to how we feel, what we think about it. Like what we think about it causes us to feel a certain way about it, causes us to behave in a certain way around it. So all three are related.
So what are some good questions
we can
ask ourselves?
Go ahead.
Can you? No, I was just going to say, can you think of a good question like that we could help people like understand where they are with money?
I think you mean in terms of how do I feel about money or why do I want it?
I don't. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, wherever you go with it. I know a lot of like personally too. I think when we talk, we're always talking about like how we value ourselves. You know, I think that was like a big conversation and coaching. You know, maybe studying things, rates and things. But you know, is it really that question? Are we using money to see our value? I guess that's a question too. You know. Maybe some of our
yes.
listeners,
yes.
like they think their self-worth is attached to the bank account. Is that really your self-worth? What is it that you're trying to find? You know, why isn't you,
right.
you know, is it a relationship with yourself that needs to be cultivated? These are just some deeper questions that can sometimes open our attitudes and our perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things, and again, there's a lot of facets, but one of the things to kind of get to the bottom of it is asking yourself, okay, so what will having, if you think, okay, I need more money, okay, what will having more money do for you? And keep, and then answer that question for yourself and then ask it again and ask it again and ask it again until you get to the root of what you really want. So, because what you really want is not really the money, and money is just a tool. I mean, we don't even,
right.
most of us aren't even using actual money. I mean, we're using credit cards. We're transferring money through our bank accounts. Like you're not even, it's not even tangible anymore. It's really just a means to an end. It's a tool. And so what is it that it will do for you? So when you get to the bottom of it, it's like, maybe it's just, I have this fear of, you know, I just want security or I just want freedom. Or it maybe your answer is, it makes me feel like I'm enough. And then you can look at that. Deep,
right.
you know, more deeply.
Or even like, you know, just, as you were talking, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Nope, I'm good. Go ahead.
I was just picturing it like, oh, let's just visualize it as Monopoly money, really. I mean, there's really no difference. I mean, if you have a piece of paper, it's just because our society puts a value on it. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Most of us put a value mm-hmm. on it. Where do I view that? What does it mean to me? Right. Very, very
right.
strong topic.
Right.
But again,
right.
it all starts from the root, I think.
Because you might find when you ask yourself, yes, because when you keep asking that question, you might already have what you think you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you might not be as stressed about the financial situation you're in if you realize that you already have it, or there might be another way to get that, and money isn't necessarily the answer. It's just, like I said, it's a tool. It's a means to an end. What's the
and
end?
Also, right. And, you know, if we can leave one last note here, is that sometimes when you look mm-hmm. at things differently, you can see things differently. They say you can't fix a problem by using the thinking that caused the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's,
exactly.
I think when we do coaching, people are like, I want money, I want money, I want money. Okay, okay, you are staying in that lack of money. let's
right.
You know, let's, that thinking is not going to solve your problem. Let's look. So
no.
Great question.
No.
Unfortunately, we're out of time already, so we have to wrap it up.
Okay.
But we
yep.
wanted to touch upon this. If you would like to explore or we want to talk a little bit further, please reach out to Money and I, and you can reach us at directly at 716-560-6552, or you can find both of us in our bios on our website, which is wnylifecoaching.com. Thank you, Money.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
And thank you to all our listeners. Yep. Thank you. Have a great day.